is Mr. David Montgomery. Okay. Did you have a PowerPoint or?
No.
Okay. I'll go ahead and start your time. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Today I'm going to voice my opinion as a taxpayer. And maybe we haven't heard that yet. But you're going to hear me. I was part of this 2003 summit on pesticides in the city of Edmonton. At the time, I worked for the industry and went down that road, and here we are again. The report by Parks is clearly stating there's no reason to go down this road unless we want to dramatically increase expenditures for absolutely no measurable gain in health. Clearly, this issue is governed by Health Canada, the PMRA, the federal government. Okay. We heard from Jock McIntosh with Alberta Environment, the provincial government. Pesticides are safe when used properly. Period. These government agencies are there to protect the citizens of Canada and Edmonton. Yet, a few of our municipal politicians seem intent on ignoring their expertise. I don't think you have the right to say to us, as citizens of Edmonton, that we can't use legal products that I could buy at Canadian Tire, Home Depot, Zellers. Doesn't make any sense. Pitting neighbor against neighbor in a bylaw scenario, similar to the idling bylaw that's coming down the pipe, that's not good. A tattletale mentality, it isn't going to work. Nobody disputes that urban landscapes benefit the public health, mentally and physically. What's wrong with having a beautiful, lush green lawn? When did that become a criminal offense to enjoy and have pride in your property? Our whole society is based on aesthetics. And what's wrong with taking pride in that? I've invested my hard-earned money in all of my properties, commercial and residential. Who are you to say I can't use federally regulated products? They're legal. The key point here is it's my lawn. It's our lawns. I pay my taxes. I expect the city to stay out of my yard unless you're invited for a barbecue. That brings up my next kind of a taking the line of thinking that most people do on the pesticide issue. You've heard from some of them. Why don't we ban barbecues right now? Because it's a definite link between charbroiled meat and cancer risk. Definite. Pesticides? No. So let's draft a bylaw and ban barbecues. It's the same line of thinking. Hopefully that's not next on the agenda. So I'd like you to keep your nose out of my backyard. Forget about a bylaw. Obviously, you know, the barbecue thing sounds ridiculous, but it's the same thing. In closing, I'd like to say just three things. Public policy regarding health and safety issues should be based on scientific evidence and entrusted to provincial and federal government levels. They've already done your job. Stay out of my yard as a taxpayer. I will never comply with a bylaw that subverts the federal and provincial government's expertise, or one that panders to extremists. And I will welcome the opportunity to challenge that bylaw in court. Finally, and most importantly, I think all as taxpayers we could say this, get on with the real issues. We've had enough things before you very recently that should be taking your attention. And talking about spending more money when you need more money somewhere else doesn't make any sense to me at all. So thank you very much. I'm sorry if I got a little abrasive. That's me.
That's okay, Mr. Montgomery.